Good morning. Good to see you here. It's so good to be able to worship with you this morning. And if you're visiting with us, we hope that you'll take every chance to come back and be with us as we worship the Father above. And I want to mention to you, our regular minister, pulpit minister, is in Canada with a large group of our members on a mission trip there. So please keep them in your prayers as they travel. And, you know, we are quite involved in mission work through this congregation and trying to reach out and let the gospel be shared with those who do not know Jesus. And it's important to have that time, to have those people who are devoted to that. And it helps us to grow closer to Christ also. So we're thankful for those who are devoted and given financially to that and have given their time and their efforts there in Canada over the next few days. I am going to be in Galatians chapter 5 in just a minute, but I want to remind you, it seemed like just the other day that I was trying to remember to put 2014 on all my paperwork. How many times I started to write 2013 and I had to stop and redo that. I see some heads shaking. Yep, I remember. You know, we realize now that half of the year is gone. Half of the year is gone. That's unbelievable, isn't it? Half the year is gone. We only have half of the year left. That means for young people, we were talking the other day, Christmas is only about 5 months away. Have you started shopping yet? Sometimes I'm one of those last minute people, and I think it's fun to get out on Christmas Eve, even if I'm not shopping, just to watch the crowd. I love it. But it's, time is flying for us. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider how we may spur one another on to love and good works." And so that's what our theme is about for this year forward in 14. Pressing on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called us heavenward in Christ Jesus. To look on what we can become. How do we do that? How do we make those choices to move forward in life as faithful followers of Christ Jesus? Making the right choices. And this morning I want to talk to you for just a few minutes about that. Making some wise choices. Would you pray with me and then we'll begin to get into the lesson. God and Father, we thank you for your love and all that you do for us. Father, this morning we come before you to simply say how great is our God. Father, you are incredible. And your love is more than we can begin to understand. Father, we thank you for that. Father, we pray that we'll open our hearts and minds before you this morning as we look into your word and help us to make better choices in the future. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to start by sharing a couple of quick stories with you. There was a man that my father-in-law worked with on the railroad. And he wasn't the real brightest guy, He just seemed to be always his mind someplace else, kind of like me sometimes, Always mind someplace where it shouldn't be, doing things he shouldn't be doing, getting himself hurt sometimes and trouble sometimes. And one afternoon, he worked on the railroad and replacing track and things like that. And they were working on a section and they just finished replacing the track and they got a radio call asking them, confirming the fact that they were done. And he said, of course, they confirmed that fact and said, "All right, you need to clear the tracks. There's a train coming through, averaging about 70 miles an hour, and you need to make sure that everything's out of the way." So they confirm that with the railroad dispatch, and they start clearing. And this gentleman stops in the middle of the tracks. And he's watching this train come at him. And he's looking this way, and he's looking this way. And he looks at the train for a minute. And he looks this way, and he looks this way. And he looks at the train again. And finally, with just a few seconds left, my father-in-law grabs him by the arm, yanks him off the tracks, and said, "What were you doing?" He said, "Well, you went over here and John went over here and I didn't know who I wanted to visit with while the train come by." "All right. Okay. Just stand there as long as you want, right?" Well, then a few months later, Nelson, my father-in-law, came in. He said, "You won't believe what this guy did this week." And I said, "What?" He said, "Well, they had a fire in their area, burned several acres and got in their yard." Said he worked most of the summer getting wood ready for the winter. And he had cut about 12 ricks of wood and lined it up on a back fence on his property. And as the fire came in, they were gone. They come running back to the house. They find out that the area where they live is on fire. And they get there and his ricks of wood are all on fire. 12 ricks of wood are on fire. Okay? And I used to think some of the stories my father-in-law would tell me about this guy. Surely his wife is smarter than him, and she can kind of help raise him up to a higher standard thing. And they're standing there watching this wood burn, and he is so mad, and he's marching back and forth and trying to let those around him know how upset he is about this. And finally, his wife looks at him and says, "Honey, I don't know why you're so upset. You were just going to burn it up anyway." You wonder about some people, right? They get in the car and they head to Disneyland, and they see a sign that says, "Disneyland left." So they turn around and went home crying. You just got to wonder about choices some people make, right? Sometimes I think as Christians, we don't have anybody around reminding us that not to grow in Jesus is not any smarter than the stories I just shared with you. We have to make choices every day to follow Christ and to know Him. You know, John 14:7, he says, he's talking to his disciples, "If you know me, you know the Father." It is important for us to know our Savior. It is important for us to get to know Him through His Word, to build a relationship with Christ that He talked about. "If you love me, you will obey my commands." It is biblically sound to know that I am building a relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, that's not my lesson today. I'm not going to go into that any further. But I think it's important that we understand that as we look to God's Word, Jesus said, "If you know me, you know the Father." To know someone means a relationship. And we have to build that relationship with Christ every day, at every moment. We need to be looking to Him to know and understand His Word, to implement it into our lives, so that then when we come into contact with those who are lost, they can look at the relationships that we have with Christ and with each other, and by Christ's own words, by your love for one another, they will know that you are my disciples. That is the first thing that Christ says will tell who we are. Not the sign over the door, not what we're trying to preach and teach, but by our love for one another. That's the first experience that they are to have. My wife learned this weekend at the teachers' conference in York. Had several people who went, and she brought me back a stack of stuff. And I've been looking at it. But we were talking about how many young people from the church in the last few years actually have decided to follow Islam. I'm not talking about children who haven't heard the gospel. I'm talking about children who heard the gospel. And in short, the answer is that the people who were teaching Islamic belief treated them better than the Christians they had grown up with. Brethren, that scared me to death, but it also gave me the introduction for the lesson today, which I believe was a gift to me for you. To be reminded of the simple truths that God has given us in His Word and the power that exists there, so that we can move forward in our lives, making choices today. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Now, I have a few thoughts that I want to share with you this morning, and the lesson will be yours. When I conclude in a few moments, we're going to finish our worship this morning, and I want you to keep this in mind too. It'll be mentioned again in a little bit. We're going to have a presentation on the mission trip to Europe. And so if you have the time this morning, please stay and share that mission effort with us, because it ties into the lesson also, making the choice to live as God asks us to live, as Christians who are sharing Christ's love with one another and the world around us. Early in the morning, I rise from my bed. I take my coffee in hand, and the sky is still dark. I like the early mornings often because it seems like the world is still asleep, that the day hasn't quite come yet. In a few moments, the world will begin to stir around my house, and I can hear cars starting and people headed off to work. The world will roar back to life with the rising of the sun. The stillness that comes just before the dawn will be exchanged for the noise of the day. The calm of my solitude will be replaced by a pounding pace that comes from the human race. The refuge of the morning will be invaded by decisions to be made and deadlines that must be met. And for the next 12 hours and sometimes longer, I'll be exposed to the day's demands and the lives of those that I come in touch with. It is at this moment, every morning, with every breath that God blesses me with, that I must rise and make a choice because I have given my life to Jesus Christ. Because I have been united with Him in the likeness of His death, burial, and resurrection, and have been raised to walk a new life, one that is free to choose to follow Him. So this day, I choose to love. No occasion justifies hatred. No injustice warrants bitterness. I choose love. And today I will love my God. And I will love those I come into contact with His love. Today I will choose joy. I will invite my God to be the God of all my circumstances. I will refuse the temptation to be cynical because it's a display of a lazy thinker. I will refuse to see people as anything less than human beings created by the hand of the Creator of the universe. I will refuse to see any problem as anything less than an opportunity to see my Father at work. Today I choose peace, because I will be forgiven and find peace in that forgiveness. And so I will share that peace with those that I have the opportunity to share forgiveness with and forgive. I choose patience. I will overlook the inconveniences of the world around me, and instead of being upset by someone who takes my place, I will invite him to do so. Rather than complain that the wait is too long, I will thank God for the moment to pray. Instead of getting angry because I have something new to take on, I will face them with the strength that God has given me and the courage that I find in Jesus Christ. Today I choose kindness. I will be kind to all those that I come into touch with. I will be kind to the poor, for they are alone. I will be kind to the rich, because often they are afraid. And I will be kind to the unkind, for such is the love of my Father and how He has treated me. I choose goodness. I will go without a dollar before I take a dishonest one. I will be overlooked before I will boast. I will confess before I accuse. I choose goodness this day. I choose faithfulness. For today I will be a man whose yes is yes and no is no. I will keep my promises. My associates will not question my word. My wife will know that I love her. My children will never fear that their father is not coming home. And my friends will know that they will always have an ear to listen. I choose gentleness because there are very few things in life worth having that must be won. If I raise my voice, may it only be to praise Him. If I clench my fist, may it only be in fervent prayer. If I make a demand, may it only be of myself. I choose this day self-control, for I am a spiritual being. And after this body is dead, my spirit will soar. I refuse to let what will rot and decay rule what is eternal. I choose self-control. I will never find myself drunk on anything other than joy. I will be impassioned only by my faith. I will be influenced only by my Father and His Word. I will be taught only by Christ and His Word. This day I choose self-control. And so on these, I will choose a life that will make a difference, that will allow His light to shine, His aroma to be smelled, the salt of the earth to change the flavor of life. Because love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control will be a part of every day of my life as I commit my day to the One who loved me so much that He gave His Son to die in my stead. If I succeed, I will give thanks. If I fail, I will seek forgiveness and accept His grace. And then when the day is done, I will place my head on a pillow and at His will rest. And when this life is done, I will rise to a home that is filled with a beauty and a glory that at this moment in life I cannot understand. Today is the day. This moment is the time. The time to make a choice. Will I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus? Or will I lose it all? So this morning I simply have this question for you. As brothers and sisters, called to let His light shine, what will your choice be this day? If we can help you set your life right and begin a life of choices that will lead you closer to Him, as you draw near to the Father, He draws near to you. a defining statement from our Father of the relationship that He has with us. Or if you need to set your life right by being united with Him in the likeness of His death, burial, and resurrection, to rise to walk a new life, a life of choice that brings joy. Why don't you come as we stand and sing.
I am without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for